We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, we all wondered, how would the Bruins roll tonight after what happened at Stanford? Was that just a one-off? Was it a mirage? Or was it the start of something exciting? Looks like it's the latter, not the former, Matt Stevens. 42-32 win over, well, no longer top 25, Arizona State.
Commanding performance by Joshua Kelly. Four TDs. Dorian Thompson-Robinson played superb. He did get hurt in the fourth quarter. Looked like a knee. He's going to walk off the field limping. We're going to hope he's okay. Kyle Thompson got hurt as well. The defense of UCLA played great until you got to the fourth quarter and things sort of went south. But very interesting football game. Chip Kelly just emptying the bench. Whoever was on the sidelines got in this football game, and that's a very good feeling. And Chip Kelly said a very good week of practice. And when you win a football game, you normally have a good week of practice right after.
They didn't quite get to 400 yards of offense. They were there, then took a knee, ended at 399. But this thing was really in total control of UCLA from the very first quarter. Things crumbled a bit late as Arizona State made it a little bit of a ball game, but UCLA will happily take it. They win it by the final of 42-32.
So just a couple for you, Coach, because I was listening and that was great in there. Not a lot of talk about Dorian. I know we don't know what his injury is yet, but again, you've had four games in a row where you've rushed for over 200 yards, and Dorian's a huge part of that, but his decision-making and the way he's playing is just getting better rapidly.
He is, and he just needs at-bats, and I think he's really taking advantage of it. Love you, Josh. He's been great in everything we've asked him to do, and hopefully he's healthy. I'll get a chance to see him in a locker room, but I think he's made really good decisions. I think he can affect the game with his feet. He's throwing really nice balls. You look at that ball he threw to Kyle Phillips right at the end of the first half. That was just outstanding. So really, really pleased where he is. And he's one of those guys, like most of our guys, he's continuing to grow as a player, and that's a positive for us.
It's fun because there's always something. You talk about the youth of the team, and there's no excuse, but there's always something to teach. And there was a moment when, even as a broadcaster, in the third quarter, I started acting like the thing was over, and I caught myself, and I said, that's dumb. Yeah. And teaching a young team to play with a big lead, there's a huge lesson to be learned there.
There is, and I think that's part of the process for us, is that, the game's not over until the clock strikes zero, and there's a tendency, if you're not disciplined, to kind of let up a little bit. Hey, you got the 35-7 or 35-10, this is pretty easy. But, I'll give Herm and his group on the other side credit, is that they didn't give up when it was 35-10. They're going to continue to play, and, you can look no farther than we were down 32 in Pullman and came back and won the football game. So it's something that we have to continue to build upon. So,
last one, and this is a philosophical question, and I don't even know if you want to answer it, but I don't know what Stephen Blaylock, and I know it's a penalty. I'm not complaining about the refs, but that is a football play where an offensive player comes in. Yeah. It just kills me because we lose him for the first half of the next game, and that's a bummer on a guy making a great football play.
It is, but they made the call, and that's what it is, and you got to live with what the call is.
It wasn't a bad call.
I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know what to tell them, but that's how it was officiated, and we have to go from there. So, and I understand the rules that they're governed by. They have to call those things.
Absolutely. So. It's just a bummer because it was such a great football play. It was a great moment. But listen, Coach, great job. Yeah. Congratulations, Colorado, next week.
All right. We're excited. Thanks.
Yep. All right, Coach.
10 just shy of the 40-yard line. No score here in the first quarter. And the handoff, Benjamin fumbles the football. Bruins have got it. At the 42-yard line of ASU, Elijah Guidry was able to jump on it. The ball jarred loose, and the Bruins take it away, not even 2 minutes in. Big target in Michael Ezeki is wide to the left. It's a handoff to Kelly, little stutter step, breaks a tackle, 25-20, 15-near sideline, 10, out of bounds near the 5. What a run by Josh Kelly. Move those chains, 24-yard gain. But a tight end in the backfield is kind of a fullback here. And the give, Kelly plunging over, touchdown UCLA. Let him eat. Joshua Kelly is hungry early here, and the Bruins go on top. Third and 9 at the 38. Shotgun snap. Five-man rush. Thompson Robinson zigzagging upfield. Clears his way to the 40. High steps his way to midfield and beyond. First down at the 42-yard line of ASU. Move those chains. It looked like a video game. He went left. He went right. He was dodging and bobbing and weaving. He went for 20. Four tight end set as they get in close now. First and goal at the 5. Kelly bashing. Over. Touchdown UCLA. Oh, does he run with power and grit and determination. 14 seconds left in the quarter. It's going to be 14-7 UCLA with the extra point. Shotgun snap on the right hash, a roll out, a pass over the middle. Caught by Fernia. Move those chains. He's at the 45. Ethan Fernia's first catch all year. The walk-on, who's now a scholarship player, gets the first down for the Bruins. And a give. It's Kelly blasting through at the 10-5. 4-3-2-1 score. Touchdown. He did it again. UCLA extends the lead. A 3-touchdown first half for Joshua Kelly. Second and 3 at the 20, left hash. Shotgun snap, pass rush in. Launching to the near side, looking for Phillips, diving, end zone, touchdown, UCLA! What a pass, what a catch, what a first half in Pasadena. First and 10 at the 36, Fernia in motion, blitz coming in, and a little serpentine to get away, a throw to an open man, it's Fernia, far sideline, 25-20, 15-10, to the 5, out of bounds there. Pistol set, and Kelly taking the handoff, ramming his way to the goal line. Is he over? Touchdown! He's got 4 on the floor. UCLA scores again. Joshua Kelly is the first Bruin in 6 years with 4 rushing touchdowns in a game. Here's Dorian Thompson-Robinson rolling out. Squares his shoulder, throws end zone, got an open man. Touchdown! Devin Asiasi wide open. It's a rout. It'll be 42-10 with the extra point. So the Bruins will take a knee and win the game. They'll do it right now. 42-32 as Joshua Kelly goes for 4 touchdowns. And the Bruins, with a lot of happiness on homecoming, they are indeed now incredibly in a position where they could be the top dog in the Pac-12 South.
I got Joshua Kelly. First of all, Josh, man, it was a slow start to the year, but you are rolling right now. How much fun are you having?
Oh, man, it's awesome to be playing football. You know, sometimes you have injuries and setbacks, but it's just great to be back out here playing football with the guys. And it's awesome, you know, because it's the senior year. So, you know, it's just great playing football.
Talk about the big guys in front of you. I mean, obviously you're running hard, but they're doing a good job.
Yeah, you know, it's all credit to them, you know. Guys, you play running back, but a lot of people can play running back. A lot of people can run. So the offensive line, you know, they're just amazing. They're stars. They're superstars. Every single last one of them all has a great future ahead of them, and they're the stars in the night.
4 touchdowns. One of them, there was a guy standing on the goal line, and you just said, and you accelerated, man, and he just, like, you just plowed him.
Hey, you know, the offensive line, they fought hard. You know, it comes down to one-on-one matchups. Like Coach tells me, he's like, you got to make a guy miss or just run through somebody. So I got to make the most of my opportunities.
How fun is it to watch this offense evolve into what it's becoming?
Oh, it's amazing, you know, to see where we started from week one to now. Our offense is doing great. Dorian's amazing. The young guys are stepping up, making plays, so it's awesome.
All right, Josh, you're the best. We'll see you next week.
You're the best. Thank you.
All right, man. See you, buddy.